There is a great Italian phrase that is appropriate for today. The phrase is siamo pochi ma bravi. Siamo pochi ma bravi, which means we are few but brave. And that seems very appropriate. We are few this morning, but you are very, very brave to come out in this Ides of March blizzard. So you'll never forget the blizzard on the Ides of March 2026 on this Laetare rose-colored joyful Sunday when there were only 20 people at Sunday Mass. We were packed last night. We probably had 325 people here. We were packed in like sardines last night. And I asked them last night to think of a time in your lives of darkness. Remember last week we talked about, think of a time you were so thirsty. And last week I told you examples in my life when I was in the hospital and they only gave me ice chips and I just wanted some water. Or the time that I moved in here in August and it was 95 degrees, remember that weather? 95 degrees, and there was 75% humidity, and I probably was really getting dehydrated. That was thirsty. What's your example of darkness? Well, a couple weeks ago, before he left, Father Miguel blew a fuse in the house. Turns out that my bathroom is really dark. There's no window in my bathroom. It's really, really dark in there. I didn't realize how dark it was. But my ultimate example, have you ever been to the caves in southern Minnesota? Have you ever been to Mystery Cave in Forestville or Harmony, where they have Niagara Cave? There's a point in the tour, I think it's Mystery Cave, maybe it's both of them. I've been to both, but I remember as a part of the tour where they shut the lights off. And you know, at the cave, you go down like 200 plus steps. And they shut the lights off. There's a little string of lights. They shut the flashlight off. Now that is darkness. I mean, I couldn't even see my hand in front of my face. That's darkness. That's the type of experience that we have to understand what it's like to be blind from birth. It'll never happen to us. We even when we close our eyes, even when we blow a fuse or go down to the caves, we can't escape what we remember of the light. This man never knew color. We can close our eyes and still remember red, yellow, blue, green, orange, rose. He never knew color. And he goes, and Jesus anoints his eyes. He goes and washes in the pool of Siloam, and he's able to see for the first time. And he sees Jesus. The first thing he sees is a person. He sees Jesus, the light of the world. Think of how shocking that must have been. It's like when you're sleeping, right? And your spouse comes in and turns on the light and you're like, whoa, that is bright. That is nothing compared to what this man experienced when he was enlightened by Christ. This experience, of course, of darkness and light is always symbolic. And so this man born blind is a type, is a symbol for everyone who has not been baptized. You can see here we were supposed to have a couple of rows of those preparing for baptism at the Easter vigil. They're in darkness in their soul right now. Their soul is as dark as deep down in the Mystery Cave or the Niagara Cave. They're in absolute total darkness, but they're going to go in 3 weeks. 3 weeks, that's it. 3 weeks, they're going to go and wash, not in the pool of Siloam, but in those waters of baptism. And really and truly, they're going to have light in their soul. The light of Christ is going to illuminate their souls in the sacrament of baptism. It's not symbolic. What's symbolic is we're going to give them a candle. at baptism. And everyone gets a candle at baptism. Hope you still have your candle. I still have my candle from baptism. That's the symbol of what really truly happens in reality, that the light of Christ is turned on in our souls, radiant with the light of Christ. We're so excited for them, this light that's going to be turned on in them at baptism. And last night we talked about also, since it's a symbol of light and darkness, it's a symbol too of mortal sin, because mortal sin shuts that light off. Even though we have the mark that never leaves us, the light of Christ leaves us. How do we get that light back? Confession. Exposing the darkness to the light. And so whatever stage we're at, we have to ask ourselves, what parts of us are still in darkness? If we're not baptized, then we expose that to the waters of baptism, to the light of Christ. If we're in mortal sin, venial sin, we expose that to the light of confession. What parts of us are still in darkness? St. Paul, who you remember, experienced blindness for 3 days. Remember when the bright light knocked him to the ground? And he was blind for 3 days. Remember, the prophet Ananias came and baptized him, and scales fell off his eyes, just like the man in today's gospel. And he was able to see that this piece is autobiographical from today's reading from Ephesians. You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light. Light produces goodness, righteousness, and truth. Take no part in the fruitless works of darkness, but rather expose them to the light. That's what we do during this Lenten season. For those who are in the darkness of their original sin and personal sin and actual sin, they expose that darkness to the light of Christ in baptism. We who are baptized expose the parts of us that are in darkness to the light of God's mercy in confession. What parts of us are still in darkness? I don't know if the young people will be singing this morning or not, but their favorite song to sing is, "Open my eyes, Lord. Help me to see your face. Open my eyes, Lord." It's their favorite song. They sing it all the time. "Open my eyes, Lord." Cardinal Basil Hume, he was the former Cardinal Archbishop of Westminster in England. He said, "How much I need the Lord to touch my eyes, to open my eyes, so that I can truly see." That's the grace that we're praying for on this fourth Sunday of Lent. Lord, please touch my eyes, open my eyes, that I can truly see the light. Open my eyes, Lord. Then I can say like the blind man, "Oh yes, once I was blind, but now I can truly see."